That is Mr. Gordon Gill track. Another track from the BBC. Initially recorded for the Old Grey Whistle Test, as many great concerts were back in the day. I recorded in 1976. I think it was like maybe October, the 14th of October, 1976. And the track you heard was Awakening, Robes and Crowns, and From the Four Winds. From the Four Winds. Yeah, so it was recorded way back when. But it's been remastered, I believe, in 2013. So that would be interesting to have a gander at that. And then you heard two tracks from it. One is The Passing of a Queen, from the same one. And then what else? We heard Heart Song, also from the live at the BBC. I've had that CD for such a long time now. I initially thought it was all fingerstyle. And I like fingerstyle, but a whole album of it's not really my cup of tea. But, I'm glad I actually got around to re-listening. Sometimes that happens. You buy some music and then, you know, you listen to it and you think, okay, I'll keep it, but I'll get back to it at some point. And then I did that with King Crimson, actually, I have to confess. I loved the 80s King Crimson, and I was only into that. I didn't really like the 70s King Crimson at all. And then I went back years later, not that long ago, actually, and then listened to the older King Crimson. And I loved the John Wetton and the Greg Lake and the Bruford stuff as well. And I just thought he was just a little bit out of my league back in the day. I think I had like USA vinyl in red, and I just sold them. I wish I'd kept them now, but I had them on vinyl back in the day. But that just goes to show you need to kind of give some music just needs years and years to percolate and enter your body. Also in there you heard two tracks two versions of Afro Blue. You had the Derek Trucksman version of it and my version of it. And the reason playing Afro Blue is because my band plays that song, and we're going to be doing the kind of probably more closer to the Derek Trucksman, because we have a sax player is also a flute player in the band. So we're going to give that a shot tonight. I'm not sure how it'll go down in the little pub that we're playing at, but we'll see. You'll never know. You never know. So I hope you have enjoyed the show. We've got we're at 1:43, so we've got about another few minutes left. We're going to play another track from my good friend LJ Mountainy. She's got a new album out. It's called Mama Dread. It's new. It says 2022. So I don't know if this is brand new or not. It could be quite old. Maybe she's just kind of promoting it more. This track features local player Brandon Isaac. And there's something called Take My Message. Hope you enjoy it. She's a good blues singer, is LJ. Right here on the House of Prague. Well, it would be if I turned the volume up. That often happens. At least once every show. Here we go.
Take my message to the other side.
Take my message with you when you die.
That I'm coming home. Please
take my message when you go.
No worldly possessions in your hands.
You can't take no money to the promised land.
All you've got is your soul.
Please take my message when you go.
Now when you see my mother,
mother of mine,
tell her that I love her,
that I'm doing fine.
We'll be together
one of these days.
mother, see my mother.
Dear mother of mine.
Dear mother of mine.
Daddy, did I love? Did I do it fine? We'll be together.
We'll be together.
One of these days.
One of these days.
Together in heaven. Like the good book says.
You can't take no money. You can't take no fame.
All you got now is your good name.
Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
here, when you were here, when you were here, when you were here, when you were here.
Oh, I think I hear something big coming this way now.
Oyster Cult. Been into those guys since I was a kid. Loved On Your Feet or On Your Knees. It was my first exposure to them, and I've always been a big fan, even when they kind of went more accessible in the 80s. But I've seen them once, twice, maybe, I think. I'm not sure. But yeah, great band, and I always loved them. Wherever the lineup was. Godzilla, classic. If I'm a big Godzilla fan, so obviously I would like that track, no matter how what it was about. What else? Okay, so my friend LJ Monet in there with two tracks. I Did My Part and Take My Message. Apparently, it's not a new album. It came out in 2022. So she was telling me it was a new album. Yeah. And I think I actually have a copy of it already. So, but Blue Oyster Cult do have a new album, according to what DJ Billy has just told me. It's called Heartbreak. Heartbreaker, is that what it's called? Thanks for being here, everybody. Much appreciated. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We're going to leave you in the hands of the sensational Alex Harvey Band without Alex and an album they did called Foreplay. It's basically, an obligation album that they had to do. And I'll be back maybe next week. I've got 5 days of work on the new Suits LA show with Stephen Amell. So I went for a fitting for that yesterday, and so it's going to be like it's a pilot. So whether they're going to shoot the whole series here or not, we don't know. Probably not, but it's 5 days of work, and I need a new television. So here we go. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Adios, sayonara, hasta pronto, and we'll see you later.